こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能で調整できますので試してみてください。 iPhone のアプリで文字起こしのテキストを購入できますので、そちらもよろしくお願いします。1個目、トリップアドバイザーの調査で5万4000人の観光客が世界の主要37都市に関して評価をしたところ、総合的な満足度で東京が1位に選ばれました。
イエーイ。
2位はニューヨーク、3位はバルセロナでした。東京の主な高評価ポイントは、人の親切さ、タクシーの質、街の清潔さ、公共交通機関などでした。日本政府は2020年までに年間観光客数を2000万人に引き上げる狙いで、昨年は史上初めてとなる1000万人を記録しました。
According to an online survey of 54,000 travelers, Tokyo is the best destination for tourists and is considered to have the best overall experience. Tokyo topped several categories like helpful locals, best taxi services, public transportation and cleanest streets.The Japanese government aims to attract 20 million foreign visitors by the year 2020, and last year Japan managed to top 10 million visitors for the first time.
Yay! やったね。嬉しいね。
Yeah, it's good news.
まあ確かにあのタクシーの質とか街の清潔さとかはね、まあ他の大きい都市に比べると、まあそりゃそうだよね。この間ね、あのパリから来てる人とニューヨークから来た人とそれぞれ話す機会があったんだけど、2人とも街の清潔さは一番あの言ってた。やっぱり道が本当に綺麗だねって、あの東京のど真ん中でも。
Yeah, it didn't used to always be this way. When I was a kid, the streets were kind of dirty actually, and there were cigarette butts everywhere.
あ、そうだね、タバコね。
I could walk5 minutes and count like 1,000 cigarette butts.
なんか昔の方がガムとかタバコとかペットボトルとかポイ捨てされてた気がするよね。最近あんまりね、確かにタバコのポイ捨てとかみんな気をつけてるから。嬉しいね。2位がニューヨーク、3位バルセロナ。まあバルセロナいいけどね。バルセロナ大好き。うん、バルセロナも綺麗だよ結構。あのまあ治安も別にそんな悪くないし、楽しい。あの結構のんびりしてるし、緑も多いし。
Did you see the categories that Tokyo ranked the worst in?
あ、見たけど忘れちゃった。なんだっけ。
Well, cost.
あ、そうだ、お金だ。
Was,
そうそうそう、
the main one.
そうだ、物価がね高いっていうので東京は、
yeah.
そこがちょっと低い評価だ。まあそれはしょうがないよね、大きい都市だと。まあニューヨークとかもそうだし、mm. あの何、ベルリンとかもさ、どんどん物価上がってたりするから。まあでも嬉しいね。あと先月 University of Navarra の調査でニューヨークとロンドンを抜いてスマートシティで1位だったんだって。東京はその都市計画とかガバナンスとかがちゃんとできてますね、うん、あと最近さ、あのベストレストランみたいなのでもパリを抜いて1位とかなったよね、東京多分。
Really?
うん、意外とだから頑張ってんだよ。
I thought Tokyo wasin third or something for best restaurant.
Oh really? This
Isn't
year?
New York number one?
あ、わかんない。あ、でもちょっと私のそれが古いかもしれない。もしかしたら。Mm. でもありがたいよね。
Now, the food here is excellent. I mean,、
うん、
you're not really gonna.
絶対やばい。
The risk of food poisoning is not、
no.
really an issue here、
no.
as it is in a lot of other places.
あとどこにポロッと入ってもそこまでまずいもの出てこないじゃん、別に安くても。
Yeah.
とかそんなに汚いところっていうのもあんまりないし、あのまあこのなんだっけ overall experience っていう意味では確かに、まあそんなにがっかりはされないかなとは自分では思うけどね。
I'm surprised they've been able to attract so many、tourists despite some of the things that have been going on、
ね、
the fear of earthquakes and、
yeah.
the nuclear situation.
でも昔ね、so cool. なんかの調査で見たんだけど、イギリスロンドンで爆破テロがあった時にその後急に観光客が増えたんだって。だからそのニュースとかでロンドンロンドンって何回も言われると、その内容が悪くても、あ、そういえばロンドンみたいな感じで頭に刷り込まれて、なんていうの、その次に旅行じゃどこ行こうかってなった時にオプションの中に入ってくるらしいよ。
Yeah, otherwise you may not even think of whether or not to go to London.
そうそう、そういうこと。まあ、あとオリンピックとかもね、東京決まりましたっていうニュースとかもあったから、
Yeah.
そういうのもあったかもしれないね、今回。でも、いや、東京で生まれ育った、ね、人からしたら嬉しいニュースでした。次、フランスのトライボード社がイージーブレスマスクという全く新しい形のシュノーケルを発表しました。従来のシュノーケルでは鼻が塞がれており口呼吸しかできませんが、イージーブレスは顔全体を覆うため口と鼻どちらでも呼吸が可能です。また顔を覆う面積が広く180度視野がありゴーグルも曇りません。空気孔は頭の真上で波が来ても水が入りにくいよう設計されています。
A French company called Triboard has invented a new snorkeling mask. The Easy Breath snorkeling mask is a full-face mask that will enable snorkelers to breathe through their nose as well as see 180 degrees. The mask is also extremely resistant to fogging, which is a common complaint among snorkelers.
Yep. So, で、これいくらぐらいなのかなと思ってみたら、40ユーロ、だからまあ4000円ぐらい。普通のシュノーケルがだいたいまあ2000円とか。
1900円とか、maybe like $10 in the States.
うん、だからまあ倍、日本だと倍、ウォルマートとかね、多分アメリカの行ったらね、10ドルとか9ドルとかありそうだけど、
$9.99.
Yeah. でも今月末から欧州で販売開始で、なんか今はワンサイズなんだけど、ちっちゃめのサイズ、多分子供用とかも作る予定らしいよ。これ面白いよね。あの説明うまく、本当マスクみたいな感じだよね。顔全体に。
Yeah.
お面みたいな感じ。
Yeah, it looks a little strange.
うん。でもさ、
But it seems worth it. It seems like it'd be worth it to wear that thing.
うん、これさ、普通、あ、だからこれででも潜れはしないよね。
Hmm.
あの、ダイビングするときってシュノーケルのゴーグルしてるじゃん。
うん。
あれってさ、こう水が入ったりしても鼻でふんってすれば水出ていくじゃん。でも顔全体になっちゃったらさ、これで潜れはしないよね、さすがに。しかもイコライズできないから大変なことになるか。
I don't、
そうだね、だからこれシュノーケル専用だわきっと。やってみたいよね、やっぱりシュノーケルって。あの、まあ、慣れちゃえば平気だけど、鼻がこう完全に遮断されて口で何か噛んでなきゃいけないじゃん。
Yeah.
あれって結構不自然な、ね、状態だから結構辛いけど、これだったらね、子供でもすぐ別に練習とかしなくてもできそうじゃない？
I mean, I've never really had issues with normal snorkels. You just kind of have to learn how to do it, how to clear it, like all this stuff. But it can be uncomfortable for a beginner.
うん、とか長い間してるとなんか口と鼻つながってるとこが変な感じになってきたりしない？なんかわかんない。
It leaves a pretty extreme mark on your face too,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
when you come out of the water.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. そうだね。あれすごいよね。圧でさ、ま、なんか赤いパンダみたいになっちゃうよね。
Yeah, it lasts for like 2 hours.
Yeah. そうだね。初デートにはおすすめできない。Yeah, but this is pretty cool. I really want to try. 40 euro. 欧州の人は。
So it says the visibility is 180 degrees. What is it normally for a snorkeling mask? Do you know?
わかんないけど、目の端っこよりちっちゃいぐらい。結構狭まれてるじゃん。目の周りに。
Is it really?
うん、だって目の周りにこう吸い付くやつがあるからさ。
I haven't been snorkeling in a long time. 180度は絶対ない。
When's the last time you wore that thing?
Ah, gee.Hanauma Bay. わかんない。
ハワイ。
Yeah.
Hanauma Bay とか超観光客っぽいし。Okay.
Yeah.
沖縄でね、あの、あれしたよね。あのダイビングの時シュノーケルつけてたよね。
うん、
マイケルも。いや、これやってみたい。あのビデオもあったんだけど、フランス語だからちょっとよくわかんなかった。
No subtitles?
No subtitles.Well, at least the one that I saw, 全部フランス語だったから。
Really? I saw a video and it had subtitles.
あ、マジで？
Yeah, they were all saying, it was just people swam with the masks and they came out and said, this is awesome.
あ、褒めてるだけか、やっぱ。そうだよね。
Yeah. It's a commercial, so.
そう、面白いから、ちょっと写真とかね、見てみると。次、これ結構アメリカで今大きい話題になってるけど、
yep.
カリフォルニア州アイラビスタで23日大学生のエリオット・ロジャーが自宅で3人を刺殺、その後車で移動し大学の女子寮で2人を射殺、スーパーで1人を射殺、その他13人に重軽傷を負わせた後警察と銃撃戦となり銃で自殺するという事件が起きました。エリオットは犯行当時3丁の拳銃と400発の弾を所持していました。My Twisted World と題された140ページにもわたる犯行計画には自分が一人ぼっちで寂しいことへの苛立ちと特に女性への怒りが綴られていました。また犯行前にネットに投稿されたビデオでも自分は完璧なのに女の子が自分に惹かれない理由がわからない、自分が寂しいのは女のせい、女は全員処罰する、自分を拒否した女に自分が上だと思い知らせるなど過激な言葉を繰り返し、22歳でまだ成功経験がないことへの苛立ちをあらわにしていました。
On May 23rd, a killing spree occurred in Isla Vista, California, beginning with a stabbing attack at an apartment followed by drive-by shootings and vehicular attacks. The suspect has been identified as 22-year-old Elliot Roger. Seven people were killed total, including the attacker who shot himself in the head as police approached and fired upon his vehicle. Elliot Roger wrote a 140-page manifesto titled My Twisted World, in which he describes his life leading up to the shooting as well as his ideas regarding society and sexuality. Additionally, in videos he had uploaded to YouTube, he frequently complained that other men are having fun and meeting women, but he is not. Police found three 9mm semi-automatic handguns in his vehicle as well as 400 rounds of ammunition.
そう、これまああの何銃乱射事件としてもちろん注目を集めるのは当たり前なんだけど、このエリオット・ロジャーのお父さんが映画ハンガーゲームズの助監督っていうこともあって、あのさらに注目が集まってるんだよね。で、あの Facebook とかを見ると結構金持ちライフみたいな感じでいい車持ってて、なんか家もでかいしみたいな感じなんだけど、一点あのビデオとかこのマニフェストではもう本当に女性への恨みつらみがもう満載。
Well, he was, he had an account on a forum, the bodybuilding.com message board, where he had created a threadsaying, I saw an Indian guy with a really hot girl, and you know, why is that hot girl not going out with me instead?
Wow.
And I drive a BMW, and it doesn't make any sense, and all this stuff. And people actually, someone on that message board, within hours of him posting this, found his YouTube videos and said,
wow.
I see that you've got those serial killer-esque videos on YouTube. This guy called him out like right away. Not only that, but his father actually called the police a week before this happened warned them about this kid, and they did nothing. As usual.
そう。あのこの140ページのこの犯行計画書みたいなのもちょっとパラッと見たんだけど、長すぎてもう全部読む気に全くならないけど、だって生まれたとこから始まってんだよね自分が。I was born in 何年 in London.
で、そっから、
そう、知らねえよって感じマジで、そっからになんか6歳の時、8歳の時、9歳の時みたいな感じでもうエッセイになってて、すっごい長いんだよね。
It seems like he knew he was not going to come out of this alive.
Either way, it's kind of、まあ、なんて言うんだろう、この自己顕示欲というかすごいものがある。だから社会学的な意味で結構面白い。あのビデオもね普通にネットで見れるんだけど、で見たんだけど、
Are they still up?
Yeah. あのねすっごい格好つけてるのね。まずあの車のダッシュボードにカメラを置いてるんだけど、 Hey guys みたいな感じから始まり、あの本当に女性全体、もう女性という生き物に対しての怒りがもうなんかだって本当に I'm perfect, I don't know why you women are not attracted to me みたいな感じで延々と怒ってる。
Did you see his vision for a perfect society?
No.
In his manifesto, he basically says that he believes that sexuality should just be abolished entirely.
Oh.What?
And that we should just kill off most of the women on this planet keep a few women alive for reproductive purposes. Like this, he's a complete nut.
そうだから彼はずっとビデオとかあの文章の中でどうして女性が自分のことをリジェクトするかわからない、自分はジェントルマンなのにみたいなことずっと言ってるんだけど、もうそれ言ってる時点でさ結構だからダメなんだよみたいな感じじゃん。 I'm perfect みたいな、 Why wouldn't you like me みたいな、
yeah.
でもそのなんだろう、あの不思議なのは、
It's sour grapes。
いやー不思議なのはその女性に拒否された男性が怒るっていうケースはよく見るけど、男性に拒否された女性って怒る？なんで私のこと好きじゃないのよみたいな、死ねみたいななる？
Yeah, but they don't generally go on killing sprees. Like, that's a normal feeling to have. To be frustrated when you're rejected or you don't have success with women. Like, that's not surprising at all. That, a lot of guys experience that. And, you know, guys go to the club and try to hit on girls at the bar. And it's like, ew, get away from me. Like, that probably happened to this guy.
Several times. He said he's never even kissed a girl. So I'm sure it was frustrating. でもなんか、
He's driving around in his BMW 7 Series, sipping a latte while he's complaining. It's like, just, I don't know.
すごい first world problem.
This guy is such a, he's so ridiculous.
でもなんかさ、お父さんもやっぱりこの子ちょっとおかしいな、危ないなって思って警察呼ぶぐらい思ってたわけだし、こんな140ページのこんな書いてたりとか、ね、ずっと前からビデオにそういう女性に対する怒りをポストしてたわけだから、なんか防ごうと思えばね、どうにか、できそうだったのになと、ね、今振り返っていいの簡単だけど。
There were so many red flags about this kid. I can't believe the police didn't do anything. He had actually tried to push two girls off of a balcony. He tried to kill two girls.
Whoa.
In the past. And these frat boys beat the shit out of him for it. Broke his leg.
Okay. Oh, wow.
And it's like, that's so bad. That's attempted murder already. Like, you can't even investigate this kid?
ね、その時点で殺人未遂とかにして捕まえとけばまだマシだったかもしれないね。でもどうだろうね。わかんない。なんかここまで女性に対する怒りをこんなにもいろんな形で体現している人っていうのは初めて見た。あの、ビデオでもそうだし文章でもそうだし行動でも出してるわけじゃん。だから彼がどういう風に生きてたのか分かんないけど、そんなにみたいな、なんかでも結構自分に全然非がないと思ってるから多分そういう関係とかもうまくいかなかったのと思うけど、I don't know. It's just you should watch the video. 7分もあるの、しかもその直前のビデオ、
They're all too long.
そう、私もう3分ぐらい見てもうやめちゃったけど、あの同じことずっと言ってるだけだから。でも、なんか、
And he just,
まあ彼は一応正直に自分の思いの丈をビデオで話してるから、それだけでもこう見るのは、あの興味深いものであるけどね。 But そう、なんか大学っていうのはセックスしたり楽しいところなのに自分にはそういうのが何もないみたいな、それが不公平だみたいなこと言ってて、なんかそもそも、I don't know, he was saying like, yeah, college is about sex and fun and pleasure, but nothing is happening to me and it's not fair みたいな。
It's not that unusual. His situation is not even that unusual. A lot of people are like this. A lot of people live in solitude.
Yeah.
It's not that unusual. Like, there are plenty of nerds and dorks that just, they feel like they don't even have a chance. So they'll just stay home and, I don't know, build Gundam models or whatever they're doing.
まあだからその女の子にさ拒否される、拒否されてばっかりなんだとしたら、まあそれは嫌になるのはわかるんだけど、なんか別にね、それで全部が台無しなわけじゃないじゃんね。お金もあるんだしさ、BMW もあるし。
Did you see the
それが余計嫌だったのかな。
Did you see the Twitter, some of the tweets about this guy?
No.
This is a really common phenomenon.
Oh yeah, like people. Oh my god, yeah, I saw
a lot of girls. I mean, there were actually a surprising number of gay guys too, but a lot of people were tweeting saying like, "Oh, this the Isla Vista killer was cute, or I think he's hot." Like a lot of people were saying this.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like saying that it's really ironic that all these girls will tweet say like they think he's hot.
Yeah.
And he did this whole thing over his inability to attract women.
Yeah, and also, it's not that he's super hot compared to other people or anything. It's just like when you hear about this news, you would kind of think of someone who's like so not attractive, like 誰もが確かにこれならモテないわみたいなと思いきや、別に見た目は普通なんだよね。だからまあそうやって女の子もツイートでそういうこと言いたくなると思うけど。
Well, he's not overly unattractive or anything. You know?
No, he's a normal kid. He's a normal looking kid.
Yeah, he looks normal.
あとでも私が見たのはその男性で結構この彼に同調してるツイート。なんかあ分かるみたいな気持ち分かるみたいな。
Yeah, there were people that praised him for what he did.
Yeah.
There were people that said like, "You did the right thing. We should be killing more women."
Yeah.
Like there were people that said this stuff.
こういうふうな感じでやっぱり謎に男と女が対立しちゃうみたいな構造。
Yeah.
もうやめた方がいいよね人間。ちょっとなんか意味が分かんないじゃん。同じスピーシーズで男女でいがみ合うみたいな。
I don't know if people talk about it that much here, but in the States, it's a huge topic. The feminist movement is enormous in the States. And a lot of, not all of them, but a lot of these feminists really make unfair generalizations about men.
And
a lot of men are upset about that.
Yeah. そうだね。まあ、アメリカのね、そういうフェミニストとかフェミニズムみたいなのはまたちょっと別の次元というかさ、なんか私が
be human, be a humanist. So, this gender shit, like it's ridiculous.
そうなんか私女だから、そういうフェミニストとかフェミニズムのすごい過激なのとかアメリカでよく見ると、なんかこの人たちに女代表してほしくないんですけどと思うもん。
Yeah, they're
なんか女がみんなこうだと思われるじゃんみたいな。
Unfortunately, really... for the feminist movement, the leaders of it, the most vocal feminists, aren't really admirable role models at all. They're just really angry, really bitter, just really negative.
しかもなんかそうすごい上げ足取ったりとか、でもしかも言ってることも結構意味わかんなかったり、エクストリームだったりして、なんか女をそれで代表しないでみたいな。Yeah. It's really, I don't know, it's degrading 逆に。だから、まあ日本はね、あんまりそういうのはないね、確かに、メディアとかでは。
Do you know about these callous cards that people are handing out in the States?
No.
They call them callous cards. And it's like a business card. It looks like a business card. But it actually, they're all different, but it'll say on there, I'm giving you this card, you have, and it says like, you have said something that is offensive because of this, and they'll like circle sexism or something.
Yeah.
And then it says like, don't play 20 questions with me. Like, it's just like this really standoffish, these cards that these feminists like give to people. It's like if they hear someone say something offensive, they like, they bust out this card, they like circle a thing and they like hand it to people.
それ
I don't know. It's like a weird thing that's going on in the States right now. 何がかりだよ。
変なの。
These callous cards.
ね、日本にだからそのアメリカで今流行ってるようななんかもうすごいじゃん。そのフェミなんか超アクティビストみたいな。
Yeah.
それはちょっとね日本は入ってきてほしくないと女性としても思う。
Well, I see the original point of these feminist movements, the original intent.Was I think a good one? I think that.
あ、そうだよ。元はね、それはもちろん、あの、
Originally it was about fighting for equality, but it seems more like a gender war now.
そうそうそう。元はね、本当そう。女性が抑圧されてたから、もちろんフェミニズムっていうものがね、必要だったわけだし、参政権とかね。で、それを通り越して今なんかもう本当に言ってることが意味わかんないじゃん。
And I think there are real equality issues in Japan, with you you know, men and women that need to be addressed. It's just
なんかもっとだから喧嘩みたいな感じじゃなくて平和的に落ち着いて論理的にあの解決していこうよっていうだそういうなんか Oh my god, like I, we hate men みたいな感じじゃなくて
You have, there are some feminist videos on YouTube that are so funny. Like I love, I love watching these things because it's just they get so mad and it's always the same. It's always the same characters, like bright red hair and like these weird thick framed glasses, like the Jetson style glasses. And they're just yelling like, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. You're a man. You don't get an opinion. Shut the fuck up. And it's just like, Jesus.
そうそうそう。だからね、そう、そういうのを見てるとね、なんか、なんで男と女に分かれてチームになって、
yeah.
お互いを何殴り合ってんのみたいな。Yeah, it's just really, really weird. まあ、どっちのサイドにも言えることだと思うけど。
次。Two of the lead researchers for the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, or SETI, have presented a case to Congress in the United States suggesting that with adequate funding, it is a near certainty that we will find alien life within 20 years. While previously there was little evidence for other life in the universe, with new advances in astronomy, we have discovered more than 2,000 exoplanets and are finding new planets all the time. Furthermore, astronomers now estimate that 70% of stars have planets around them, putting the number of planets within our galaxy over 1 trillion, with many of them capable of harboring life.
SETI の研究者2人が十分な予算さえ確保できれば、今後20年以内には地球外生命体を発見できると米政府に提言しました。最新の研究で太陽系の外にも2000を超える惑星があることが分かっているほか、新しい惑星が次々見つかっています。さらに星の 70% にそれぞれ惑星があると予測されており、私たちの銀河系内に1兆個もの惑星があることになります。まあ1兆個もあればどれかしらにはみたいなね、
yeah.
期待が膨らみますね。
Yeah, so there are 150 billionGalaxies, right?
Yeah.
What we were just talking about is the number of planets within.
We're talking about
our galaxy, right?
Yeah.
But there are 150 billion of them.
Yeah.
And one in five stars is estimated to have habitable Earth-like, to have at least one habitable Earth-like planet.
In other galaxies.
In, well, yeah, we would assume so, yeah.
In one other in five?
One in five stars.
That's a lot, though.
Is estimated to have a habitable Earth-like planet. Before, we couldn't see the planets. We weren't really able to detect their presence.
Hmm.
But now we know that there. It's just, the numbers are so huge, there's just, like, no way that there isn't alien life.
Hmm.
All over the place.
One in five stars ってめっちゃ多くない?
Yeah.
地球みたいな星ありまくりじゃん。そう、でも面白いんだよね。うちらがちっちゃい時なんてさ、なんか地球みたいな星なんて絶対ないよぐらいの感じだったじゃん。なんか宇宙人とか信じてる人マジ意味わかんないみたいな。でも今になるとさ、本当に
When I was a kid, I was so sure there were aliens all over the place.
What?
Every time I saw a plane, I was like, oh shit, a UFO.
No, I feel like before aliens and UFOs and everything were kind of like this weird, like X-File-ish.
Yeah,
and then like they
fiction.
Used to have these TV shows like really, really often. And then they'll kind of make fun of these like, scientists とも言えないような感じの人たちだけど。And then they kind of make them look crazy, you know, like, oh my god.
Well,
でも今はさ、なんかそうじゃないよね。
Before people, a lot of people thought that aliens were on Earth. That's what people were talking about. Now, we're pretty sure there's no aliens on Earth. And, but now we know that there are probably aliens on these other planets. Before, we didn't even know about these other planets.
Yeah,
so this wasn't even a question.
そうだね。
Really. We didn't...
そうだね。だからどんどん現実的になってるよね。
Like one in five, we didn't expect that.
そうだよね。超あるじゃん。Within
our galaxy alone, they think that there are 80 billion Earth-like planets within our galaxy.
80 billion?
Yeah. So we've discovered, Jesus. We've confirmed 2,000, but we can extrapolate from that and estimate that there are approximately 80 billion Earth-like planets in our galaxy. So there's 80 wow. billion in our galaxy, and there's 150 billion galaxies, right?
Yabai, mo kakujitsuni iru jan.
But here's the thing. It becomes, the problem is it's a little bit paradoxical when you think about it. Because, and this is called the Fermi paradox.
Okay.
So our sun is relatively new. There are much, much older stars.
Yeah.
And so if we develop as a civilization, right? Yeah. And we get to this point, and then eventually we will develop interstellar travel.
Mm.
Life on other planets would likely have, some of them would have evolved in a similar way.
Mm.
And, you know, they would have traveled to other stars, other places, or at least sent signals out, right?
Yeah.
The thing is, we haven't heard anything. They should have been here a long time ago. Aliens should have already come to Earth.
Maybe they have.
Yeah, maybe.
But
Enrico Fermi, who this Fermi paradox is named after, basically mm-hmm. said, like, there's no way that the whole universe or the whole galaxy hasn't been colonized by now. It doesn't make sense.
I don't know.
But it's billions of years. Think about, so how long has it been since we invented flight? You know, that wasn't
yeah,
that
but,
long ago.
まあでもさ、
we advanced so quickly.
Yeah, but それ人間ベースで考えるとそうだけど、maybe they think entirely differently, or maybe they're more like dinosaurs. You know, they're just
yeah, but think
doing
about
their
the,
own
think about the numbers
day.
The numbers we just went over. 80 billion planets in our galaxy, right?
Yeah.
How that billion is a huge number. I mean, this
yeah,
is
yeah, yeah.
So while these discoveries kind of suggest that there should be a lot of alien life out there,
yeah,
it also brings back this Fermi paradox.
でもなんかそれを言って、だから宇宙人は絶対いないってなるのもそれはそれでおかしくない？なんか絶対そういたらもうコロナイズされてるはずとかさ。
Yeah, yeah. It is, it is おかしい。That's why it's a paradox.
No. I mean, like, I'm saying that that assumption alone could be questionable. You know, because we're thinking from our human way of thinking, you
yeah.
know? So we can't really know what those guys want or what those guys, you know, or, you know, it's just like, 何でもありえるじゃん。 So I don't think that you can say, well, just because we're not colonized, we can say that, you know, oh, there's no alien.
Well, yeah, human thinking, but it doesn't have to be human thinking. If any alien species traveled around, I mean, the thing is there should be enough alien life that it should have happened. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And there's been enough time that it should have happened.
Or maybe they're here and they've been here, but we just don't know. You know, it's possible. Or maybe they came here and they got disappointed a little bit and they're just like, ah, これいらねえやみたいな。帰ろ帰ろみたいな。あったかもしれないじゃん。なんか、あ、もう環境も汚染されてるし。
But it is a weird thing to think about, though, that it should have already happened. That aliens mm-hmm. should have already come here, or that the Milky Way should have already been colonized because our sun is so young, and we're kind of the odds of us being like the first intelligent species is very unlikely.
Yeah, だからそのアームストロング的な感じじゃないだから、あっちの方がもう全然進んでて、もう人間なんて脅威にも何とも思ってないから、ちょっと見守ってるだけみたいな。
But even then, we should receive some signals or something, no?
Why would they want us to know that they exist? Human, especially if they know that humans are primitive, then they kind of want to stay away from
us. Well,
it's
not like them. There would be like millions of alien species, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Just one of them. So we actually sent a message into space in 1974 called the Arecibo message.
Okay.
And we just put like numbers 1 through 10. We put the atomic numbers for the elements which make up DNA. We put a graphic of the double helix. We described human beings. We have a little picture of our dish that we use to send the message and stuff.
だから分かんないよ。どっかの惑星でそれ受け取られて、ちょっと、まあ、地球でいうロズウェル的な感じにさ、なんかもう forever mystery みたいな感じで博物館とかにあるかもしれないじゃん。
Yeah.
Right? But it's possible that their technology is
not... Well, the thing is, they wouldn't get the message for a long time. Like, it hasn't even gotten there yet.
そうだね。Yeah, true. And if they look at us now, we're probably like dinosaurs or even before that, no?
What do you mean?
What can they see? If they can see us now, from where they are.
It depends how far away they are.
だから興味ないんじゃない?あ、なんだ?恐竜だよ、みたいな。I don't know. I don't know.
They don't
like dinosaurs. It's still interesting.
次。Last week, millions marched around the world in a global protest against chemical and agricultural biotech corporation Monsanto and what they believe to be an exploitive and damaging business practices. Movement founder Tammy Canal describes the purpose of march against Monsanto as follows. From Agent Orange to Monsanto's pending patents directly affiliated with weather modification, to the gross government corruption, MAM has evolved to expose all of the insidious tentacles that Monsanto possesses. Marches occurred in 52 countries with events in over 400 different cities.
先週、世界52カ国400都市で何百万人もの人々がモンサント社に抗議のデモを行いました。モンサント社はバイオテクノロジーの会社で遺伝子組み換え作物の種を生産しています。この世界中でのデモを先導したタミ・カナル氏はモンサントの事業形態は悪だとして今後も追及していくと語りました。怖いね、モンサント。
Are you aware of the study they did on GMOs where the mice developed tumors and died?
Wow.
It was a French study. It was a 2-year study.
Okay.
And they basically just gave mice the GMO corn with that, what is it called? Roundup?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they developed tumors and...
Wow.
Died. But interestingly, the Journal of Food and Chemical Toxicology that actually published that study retracted it a year later.
Suspicious.
Yeah, they retracted it a year later, and the only reason for retracting it is, oh, well, if these mice live long enough, sometimes they get tumors. So you need to do it again with more mice. So they may redo the study with more mice.
Okay. I hope they do. They should.
Yeah, a lot of people say that the study shouldn't have actually been retracted.
So, Roundup って今出てきたけど、除草剤ね。除草剤で Roundup っていうのがあって、これを使うと、こう土壌がもう、すごい強い薬なんだよね、これ。だからこれを一個使っちゃうと、なかなか普通の、作物が育たなくなっちゃう。から結局モンサントの種を使わなきゃいけないみたいな、もう何永遠のサイクルに取り込まれるみたいな。
And people's crops also get contaminated with their seeds and then they show up and
yeah. あとあれだよね、この除草剤を使うことによって、雑草がすごい強くなっちゃって、進化してっていうのも問題になってるよね。でもより強いのを使わなきゃいけなくなっちゃうみたいな。
You know, Monsanto might be the most hated company on the planet right now. I mean, it's up there with like, what, BP and TEPCO.
Yeah. そうだね。BP と東電とモンサント。
So right now, Monsanto controls 93% of the soybean, canola seed, and cotton crops on Earth, as well as 86% of corn crops. So it's a total monopoly. Like they're absolutely running this whole thing. Mm. They own all the patents on these genetically modified organisms or the food that they've come up with.
Yeah.
Whether or not GMOs are harmful for you is still being debated.
Mm.
There seems to be evidence that it may be. It's not like there's no evidence that it's harmful.
Yeah.
There's some evidence that it could be harmful. It's just it's not quite conclusive. And the other thing is, it's very difficult to trust Monsanto because everyone knows that Monsanto just hires all the people from the FDA and the CIA. They're all up in the government.
Mm.
And so when they push for deregulation, there's not much opposition at the government level for that.
だからもうロビングとかもすごいだろうね。
Yeah, well, they
ロビングの必要もないみたいな。
Yeah, well, let me just see this. So Earl Harbison Jr. served with the Central Intelligence Agency for 18 years, rising to the rank of deputy director, after which he had a career at Monsanto, rising to the roles of president, chief operating officer, and director of Monsanto. Michael A. Friedman was senior vice president of research and development, medical and public policy for Pharmacia, and later served as an FDA deputy commissioner. Linda Fisher was an assistant administrator at the United States EPA before she was a vice president at Monsanto. And then after that, she became deputy administrator of the EPA. Michael Taylor was an assistant to the Food and Drug Administration, or the FDA, commissioner before working as an attorney for King & Spalding, a private sector law firm that represented Monsanto, among other clients.
Wow.
I mean, it's just the,
the
conflict of interest. Monsanto is,
すごいね、それ。
is just all up in this.
もうがっちり固めてあるじゃん。だからもう天下りと逆天下りの繰り返しみたいなね。
And there's been this huge debate in the States about labeling.
Okay.
You know, should foods that aren't organic foods, you know, they're GMO foods, genetically modified foods, should they be labeled? Informing people that hey, this is a GMO product. So Monsanto has been spending millions. They've spent almost $20 million just on their campaign against labeling. They don't want to have to label their food as GMO. And they've been fairly successful with this.
Wow.
So in most places, GMO foods are not labeled as GMO. You do not have the right to know whether or not it's a GMO or not. it's insane.
だからこういうなんていうの
let the consumer make that choice.
いやこういうだから多数の人に不利になりつつも一つの企業とか一つの業界に有利になる、っていうことが結構いっぱいあるよね。やっぱり特にそのまあ、アメリカとかだとロビングとかが広く知られてるからそういうこともあるっていうのを、まあ、一応普通の人でも理解してる人はまあまあいると思うんだけど、日本だとロビングっていう言葉自体も、ね、そんな浸透してないから、そういうことがあることすらあんまり知らない人もいっぱいいると思う、
Well, everyone should just know that the United States is absolutely bought out by corporations. It's a corporatocracy. It's run by corporations. It's not a democracy at all. It's a republic at best, but it's really a corporatocracy. And Monsanto is a good example of one of these key players. Because the campaign contributions for these politicians is all from corporations.
Yeah.
They were their whole campaign, you know, whether it's Obama or Romney or Bush, was funded by these corporations. And if you look at who funded these people? So if you look at who funded Romney and who funded Obama, it's the same companies. They buy out both sides.
Mm.
So whether Romney wins or whether Obama wins, they owe the same people.
It's
a total joke.
Yeah.
But please vote if you want to.
Monsanto, ね、本当にさっきマイケルに言ったけど、スーパーヒーローもののなんかヴィレンとして全然今この瞬間に出る。
They hired Blackwater. Blackwater is a military contractor. They've renamed themselves XE or something. But yeah. they've hired Blackwater to infiltrate anti-GMO campaigns and target anti-Monsanto activists. And supposedly, they murder people over this.
That's just crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, buying that.
Blackwater is those guys that you see on YouTube driving through like Iraq in tanks and just like shooting civilians for fun. Like that's what's going on over there. Like they're just, it's terrible.
It's fucked up.
See, researchers at Aarhus University in Denmark have developed a method of using the HIV virus to prevent hereditary diseases and repair genomes. The new development gives us the ability to simultaneously cut and paste parts of the genome that are broken in six cells.
デンマークアーフース大学の研究チームが HIV ウイルスを利用して遺伝病やゲノム修復を行う方法を開発しました。これにより病に侵された細胞の中の壊れたゲノムを切り取ったりくっつけたりすることが可能になります。
いや。
うん。
So, this development is it's a huge breakthrough in the gene editing process.
Okay.
So, the way viruses work, and I'm not a scientist, so I don't really know what I'm talking about. But viruses have RNA, and they attack cells in your body by what is that thing called? It's called like an RT or something. It's like RNA. Anyway, there's an enzyme that they use or something. Maybe I think it's a protein. I don't know. They use this thing which basically copies their RNA in DNA form and just inserts it in the cell.
Okay.
And uses that cell to produce more virus particles. Yeah. But that the problem with using this as a treatment is that if you put that DNA code in the wrong place, let's say like the genome is like a library, right?
Yeah.
And you're going to put a book in there.
Yeah.
You got to put it in the right place.
Oh.
If you just...
What happens if you put it on the wrong place?
It will cause cancer. So this treatment...
Ah, okay.
This treatment could cause cancer if it's not done properly.
Okay. まあ、遺伝子のって結構みんなそうだよね。まあ、iPS とかもそうだけどさ。
Yeah.
こう、がん化しちゃうっていうのが、まあ、一つのダウンサイド。
But there's this... amazing ability that the HIV virus and all these retroviruses have of being able to insert that their DNA code in there. We can use that to repair damaged DNA. Mm. So if you have damaged DNA or if you have a hereditary disease, we could repair that as well using retroviruses and this new improved gene editing process.
That sounds like a miracle, I guess. But I wonder how long it would take for this to be accessible for people like us. Normal people like us.
Probably at least a decade. But like, they do have some treatments, genetic treatments. They have like weird stem cell treatments and stuff now, but
yeah,
this is a bit more risky. So just the safety aspect of it may cause it to take a long time before it is approved.
So they modify the HIV virus for this?
Yeah.
So that you actually don't get HIV?
They could theoretically use this to prevent HIV.
Okay.
What they can do is change your genome using this. What this breakthrough allows them to do is decide where that cut and paste is going to happen.
Okay.
That's what we have to be able to control to prevent cancer. But that'd be a sure way to... I mean, the genetic level is really where you want to be.
Yeah.
To deal with hereditary diseases. I mean, we have treatments, we have pills, we have, you know, all this stuff.
Yeah.
Chemo, all these things. But if you can deal with it on the genetic level...
Yeah, yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. 本当だよね。だから、まあ、毎日こうやっていろんな人がさ、頑張って研究してくれてると思うとありがたいよね。
Mm.
You know. Okay. お話終わり。
Yep, that's it.
なんか言うことあったっけ？
mm.
あ、この間マミがさ、ツイートしたさ、変なポエムみたいの見た？
Yeah, yeah, the
pronunciation thing. 無理、うん、全然無理。
Yeah, it's actually, it's really hard.
すごい難しいよ。
I was surprised.
これネイティブの人でもできない人絶対いるよね。
I would say, yeah, most native speakers can't
read
that.
そうだよね。私途中まではいけたけど、途中からもう、なんか、あの変な違う言語の読み方みたいな。
Yeah, there are words borrowed from other languages and stuff. So the pronunciation is not really.
Yeah,
the same.
I could probably. It's probably easier to do the original pronunciation.
In the original language.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. と思った。ドイツ語っぽいのとか、スペイン語っぽいのとかだったら、もうそういう風に読んじゃった方が、それを英語風に読もうとするとなんか、え、何これみたいな。あ、ちなみに何の話してるかわかんない人、ごめんね。ツイッター見てない人もいるんだった。あの。
結構いるよ。
なんかあのすごい長いねポエムみたいのがネットで広まってて、いろんな単語がこうつらつら書いてあるんだけど、あの英語の中でも発音が難しい、発音が難しいっていうか、まあ、あんまり使わなかったりとかして、どういうふうに読んでいいか分かんないあの言葉がいっぱい出てくる詩みたいのがあって、それをやってみましょうみたいな、こう面白い記事みたいなね。
うん、
これ読める？マイケル全部やろうと思う。
No, I got stuck on some there's like a weird pronoun in there.
Yeah, like I was okay. Probably like
there were maybe 5 words on there that I really didn't know.
Okay. There's
like,
so many words I don't know. 知らない言葉めっちゃいっぱいある。
That's a hard list though, even for native speakers.
Terpsy Shore?Terpsy Shore、
hmm?
とか This one T-E-R-P
Oh Terpsichore
What?
Terpsichore
Terpsichore?
Yeah, that's a hard one.
これなんどういう意味?
But yeah, you would guess Terpsy Shore.
Yeah. なんて意味?
Terpsichore
Terpsichore Curry になるのか、それ英語で珍しいよね。
It's the Greek muse of dancing and choral song.
Ah, 名前か。
Yeah, it's a Greek.
Ah.
Muse. Yeah.
そうか。Noun 入れられちゃうとな。Noun じゃないや。何？人の名前？固有名詞入れられちゃうとちょっと難しいね。Yeah, it's really fun. ちょっと見てない人見てみて。海外のサイト。いろんなとこに多分拡散してる。
It's too difficult, I think.
Yeah, it's really fun though. だって日本語だったら、まあ読めない漢字とかはあるけど、ひらがなでどう発音していいか分かんないってあんまないじゃん。
Yeah.
まあ知らない単語だったら、例えばその箸と橋みたいな感じで、イントネーションがちょっと分かんないのはもしかしたらあるかもしれないけど。
That happens to me all the time.
Yeah.
Intonation.
Yeah.でもこういう風になんていうの、ネイティブスピーカーでも読めませんみたいな単語がこんないっぱいあるみたいなのは、日本だと日本の成人の人でなんか読めない言葉はこんなにいっぱいないと思うもん。
If you can get even 20% of those words right, you're doing pretty good, I think.
Yeah, I think I was at like もう最初のね、あ、どれぐらいだったかな、4分の1いかないぐらいで。
Why don't you try reading some of it?
最初はね、 Dearest creature in creation, study English pronunciation. I will teach you in my verse. Sounds like corpse, corpse, horse, and worse.
It's not corpse. It's corpse.
Corpse?
It's core.
Core?
Yeah, like Marine Corps.
Oh.
Yeah.
You don't say corpse?
No.
Oh. I will keep you, Susie, busy. Make your head with heat grow dizzy. Tear and I, your dress will tear. So shall I, oh, hear my prayer.
I can't see the words that you're reading, so I don't know if it's right or not.
でもここまで合ってるはず。このね、最初はね、そんな難しくないんだよ。だんだんなんか、これとか何？ Flit, P-H-L-G, no, P-H-L-E-G-M.
Hmm? Phlegm?
Phlegm, what's that?
Phlegm is... like mucus.
Oh, ew.
Yeah, phlegm is mucus.
Ah, you? これ使う?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Phlegm?
Yeah, it's a pretty common word.
Really? Mm. 初めて知った。勉強になります。
Do you see what people's answers were for the Michael Jackson hologram thing?
Oh, yeah. 結構でも意見分かれてなかった?行きますっていう人と。あ、死んでれば行くけど生きてたら行かないとか。
Mm-hmm.
まあそりゃそうだよね。
I actually expected more people to say that they wouldn't go. But I guess people aren't that opposed to it. そんなに。
そうだね。あ、パブリックビューイングみたいなイメージとか。まあそれはちょっとわかる気もする。値段によるとか。
Yeah, but...It's like you're going to see the hologram, you know. You're not, you know what you're getting yourself into.
Yeah. まああとその、あの地方に住んでる人でなかなか海外アーティストとか来ないじゃん。そういうのだといいかもみたいな意見もあったね。まあそれは確かにわかるかも。
If that artist doesn't come here that often, you'll go see the hologram performance instead.
まあ嫌だけどな、それ。でも。でも地方に住んでって全然コンサートとかなかったらそれでも楽しいかな。
So artists like, I could go to Japan, but you know, just do the hologram thing.
やだよね、yeah. それ。めっちゃ安ければ行って楽しいのかもしれないけど。It's just like, you know, going to a club or something, just listen to the music, not, and it doesn't necessarily have to be live, みたいな。安ければ。でも普通の値段だったら絶対嫌だよね。5000円とか6000円とか。
Yeah.
It's like, why would I? Even if that artist is already dead, I don't think I would pay that much money.
I would just go because I'm curious about the technology.
そうだね。でもそれもだから一回見ても満足でしょ?
Yeah, probably.
でしょ? Yeah. そうだから。Okay. 終わりかな?
以上です。
また木曜日。
はい。
終わり。バイ。
バイ。